We continue on with our discussion of logical fallacies, spying them, how to spot them, and we're going to talk about hasty generalization.
There's a classic example of this. It's also a joke.
Okay.
Someone says, all North American Indians marched single file.
Okay.
And so the questioner says, well, how do you know that? And the answer is, the one I saw did. Okay. That's
one.
Extreme. That's right. One case. It just means thinking that something is generally true when you haven't seen enough instances to know that.
Right.
And there are a lot of hasty generalizations that pass for arguments, and you read them in the newspaper every day.
People, right, on the internet, on
government
Facebook.
Policy, and
yeah.
This is generally like that. Wait a minute, how do you know that?
Right.
Did you do the research? Do you know that? Did you take a sample and find the majority of the sample is like this? Then you have some reason to think that's true. But otherwise, if you don't have enough instances, if you haven't done enough survey and research work, you're not entitled to the conclusion that generally it's like this.
Well, a lot of times experience sort of helps you not do hasty generalizations. And when you're young, you know, I noticed that, I don't want to pick on the young, but I know when I was young, I made way more hasty generalizations than I do now. I mean, experience sort of heals you of some of this because you start realizing, that didn't work like I thought it did.
I think we notice them when people apply them to us. And
right.
Say, you do this often, don't you? And it's some action I've never done before.
Right.
I never did this before in my life. That's generally what you do, right?
Right.
No, I never did it before. But
right.
They're taking the one instance as typical, and it's not fair.
Right. I often find that with hasty generalizations, too, we kind of want to see what we want to see.
Well, there's that, too. I mean, that it could be that you do some research, and you do take a number of samples, and there are enough to come to a generalization, but maybe you've been biased in collecting the evidence and you've seen more, you end up seeing more evidence than there really is.
Right.
And that will turn out to be a hasty generalization, even though you don't know it and didn't intend it to be.
Right.
So these things can come up and bite us in the butt when we least expect it. They don't require ill will.
No.
They often people make them, and they're arguing in perfect goodwill and perfect good faith, but they're still making a mistake called a fallacy.
You know, it's interesting, when we did the People Smart class, Dr. Clauser, they're talking about the art of listening. And listening, when you listen to someone, to be fully present, to be fully there. But then it talks about how we can make hasty generalizations in our mind about what we're hearing instead of actually listening. So, I mean, I thought that was like, so there's a discipline of listening without making a hasty generalization of what the person is saying, what we think they're saying.
Right. Yeah.
And we do this.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It takes practice. And I think in philosophy, there's a lot of that. People get to be rather good at it. They listen to what you're actually saying. And if they're not clear, they ask for clarifications. And we try to do that so as to be very clear about arriving at our conclusions and for what reasons.
Right. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay. Red herring fallacy. Now, that's sort of like one earlier.
I think there's no essential difference between what's called a red herring and what's called a straw man. In the straw man argument, you instead of dealing with what the reasons and the conclusion that's been presented to you, you shift them slightly in order to make them easier to attack. And red herring is similar. It refers to an old practice that if you were a fugitive and you were being trailed by dogs who had your scent, you would have a fish that's
a red herring
that's overripe and really stinks to high heaven. And you come to a fork in the road, you run up one fork with the red herring, you leave it there, come back and run up the other fork. Now the dogs go after the red herring instead of you. It sets up a false target. That's very close to being the straw man That's where the expression comes from, red herring.
So, so if there is a slight difference, in the straw man, it's basically constructing an argument that that might be related, but it's going to a different direction. Is a red herring just a distraction?
Yes, so it's any kind of distraction.
Any kind of distraction.
That's right.
Very interesting. Well, here's another one. So how do you pronounce this?
Tu quoque.
Tu quoque.
Yeah.
Okay.
It means, well, you're doing the same thing. It says, you've attacked me for drawing this inference.
Okay.
And claiming that we should do X, Y, and Z.
Okay.
And you say that's wrong. But now I'm showing you that over here in this other set of circumstances, you do the same thing.
Oh. So it's like that you're a hypocrite.
Okay.
Argument.
That's right. That's right. It doesn't really attack the conclusion. The conclusion might be right anyway. Maybe we should do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And maybe he is in another set of circumstances doing that.
Right.
But the fact that he is doesn't show that this is right or wrong. That you've sort of moved away from the debate, which really should be over are X, Y, and Z what we ought to do.
Right.
And we move it to you're doing the same thing over here, so I don't have to pay any attention to your attack on this. No, the person may be doing the same thing over here, and may be dead right that we shouldn't do it. Do what you're proposing.
Right.
So it's really off the mark again. All of these fallacies have in common that instead of debating the truth of what's at stake,
right,
they shift it to something else.
Let's reflect on that. So, you know, back to, you know, at the last session, we talked like a simple premise in that. But what you're really saying here is if you really love God and love your neighbor, you want to stay on the main subject and deal with the main subject and not deceive anybody.
Yes.
Do you think it's possible?
Not all of these are deceptive, though.
No.
Sometimes they're just mistakes.
But that's what
the person doesn't realize this.
So I'm saying, is it possible to just make mistakes?
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
And just well-meaning people, and that's just maybe their
somebody's
made the
mistake. Somebody's perfectly sincere and is trying to deal with what you're presenting and doesn't realize that they're actually shifting the subject or tossing out a red herring or something else. Yes,
we are sinners.
We can all make,
and we all have hurt.
Up the wazoo.
And right.
Yeah, sure. And all you have to do is take a logic course and do the exercises, and you'll see.
Very good. Well, we look forward to coming back and looking at some more.
Okay.